Welcome to the Mission Yearbook for Prayer and Study of the Presbyterian Church USA. The stories for the 2010 Mission Yearbook were collected around John chapter 7, verse 38. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Each yearbook story bears witness to the abundant possibilities of the church because of the living water within its people.
Mission Yearbook entry for Tuesday, November 30th, from the Presbytery of Tropical Florida is read for you by Mark Thompson. In its continuing effort to grow the church deep and wide, the Presbytery of Tropical Florida has embarked upon a bold plan to have two diverse congregations share space. More than 2 years ago, the Korean church in Miami, the Reverend Young Yin Shin, pastor, was literally bursting at the seams. The church was blessed with more than 300 members, but the property was landlocked and there was no place else to go. At the same time, the congregation of Second Presbyterian Church of Fort Lauderdale, the Reverend John Vaughn, pastor, was struggling to stay alive. It owned a magnificent building designed by Philip Johnson in the 1950s, but time and hurricanes had taken their toll and the building was in disrepair. The membership of Second Church had dwindled to 90. In 2008, the Presbytery authorized the Administrative Commission to study the possibility of both churches occupying the same building. Many meetings were held, and slowly a covenant evolved that would allow both churches to continue in the Second Church building. The Korean Church congregation totally refurbished the church, schoolrooms, and painted the exterior of the sanctuary before moving to the Second Church. On Sunday, March 15, 2009, the Korean Church held its dedication service. More than 500 people attended the service, which was followed by a lovely dinner. The Presbytery celebrates the efforts of both congregations. The Presbytery of Tropical Florida is a diverse organization of 57 churches and 14,385 members. Let us join in prayer for Presbytery Staff, Reverend Arlene Gordon, Presbytery Executive, Reverend Michael Yontz, Acting Stated Clerk, Jeffrey Waycott, Coordinator for Disaster Recovery, Sherry Lowe, Executive Assistant, Susan Carpenter, Financial Administrator, Delphia Sullivan, Communications Specialist, Sheila Palmer, Hunger Action Enabler, Reverend Eliane Menezes, Multicultural Portuguese Language Ministry, and PCUSA General Assembly Staff, Susan Tickner, Board of Pensions, Irvin Tinley, Board of Pensions. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come into your presence this day with grateful thanksgiving for all your many blessings. Thank you for your patience with us as well as for your love demonstrated to us in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to walk in his way and do his will today and every day of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The daily lectionary readings are Psalms 33, 146, and Psalms 85 and 94, Isaiah 1, 21 through 31, and 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 12, and Luke 20, 9 through 18.
The instrumental selections are played by John Brown, David Gambrell, and Mike Schroeder. The Mission Yearbook for Prayer and Study is published by Witherspoon Press, produced by members of the Mission Interpretation Team, and available through Presbyterian Distribution Service. The audio version of the 2010 Yearbook is read by volunteers and produced by Creative Services of the Presbyterian Church USA.